Welcome to The Bright Side of Life, a podcast where people share their personal stories of struggles, pain, and grief, but through all of that, they are still able to find the joys in life. Hi, friends. Hi, listeners. You're probably like, oh my gosh, she's alive. Where the hell has she been? It's been 3 weeks since she has posted an episode. And so if you don't follow me on social media, I have been going through something very personal and something that has taken a lot of my energy and emotions. So, unfortunately, I am going through a breakup after 6 years. And of course, with that time or any amount of time that you love somebody, you're going to go through a lot of emotions. And that's why I have not posted a new episode. There has been so much going on. And I really have just truthfully been trying to get through my days and figuring out next steps, all kinds of stuff. You know, I mean, if you've been through a breakup, you just know what it entails, especially the first days. So that's where I've been, and I really don't want, I really truthfully don't even have anything prepared for this episode, except for I so badly wanted my listeners that maybe don't follow me on social media to one, go follow me on social media now so you're up to date with my life and with things that are going on. I really just wanted you guys to know, like, no, I have not quit my podcast. I am not going anywhere. Interviews will continue once I get settled into my new place and things like that. So I also don't really want to go into much great detail about the breakup, except to say, I really don't want to blame anybody. I had my own fair share of faults, definitely. But I think if I can say anything about a relationship, this is the longest one that I have ever been in. And if there's anything that I can say, is it makes it much harder when you guys both do still love each other. And this wasn't a breakup that was because we hated each other. And that's really hard. I think on my end, and know on my end, a lot of mine stems from my trauma and needing maybe more attention, needing validation, needing to be seen, needing to be heard, things like that. And I don't always communicate that in the best ways, because if we know anything about attachment styles, stating our needs is like literally asking to like speak in front of a million people. It's just really hard to do. So I just want to say it's bad. It sucks. I'm not saying that, but it's not as if we hate each other and, one did something so spiteful. Like, of course there were feelings hurt, but it wasn't anything like, oh, I cheated on him or he cheated on me or anything like that. And I would just prefer to keep the other details close to me, out of respect for my ex-boyfriend as well. But I do want to say, since this is my podcast, I was definitely not innocent in all of this, and I have a lot to learn, and a lot more healing to do. And those things will definitely come out in relationships, hidden parts, you know, communicating how we communicate, things like that. And then the next thing that came out with me is, you know, my biggest fear, of course, was being alone. And I want to say that, you know, I was single for years and years and years and years and super independent. So I didn't have issues of being alone that way. But I also still had my mom and I still had my dad. And now life is very different. I don't have either one of my parents. My brother lives across the country, 2,000 miles away from me. And so it's pretty much just me and my daughter here. And I do have my stepdad, so I do not want to discredit him at all. But if you have lost a parent that you were close with, it can be really isolating. And my mom was my best friend. So of course, all I want to do is talk to my mom in this moment, which just makes me more pissed off and angry that I don't have that, you know, available to me. And that brings up other stuff. So it's been rough, guys. And I know that I will be okay. I know that he will be okay. It's just every day, just getting by, and that's kind of what it is. So I wish I had more words for that. I'm trying to think if I left anything else out that I can share and discuss, but I really don't think there is. Like I said, the biggest thing that has made me angry about all of this is just I don't want to blame it on trauma, but when there's people and we can't communicate, it makes it really hard. And so when you, like, I mean, if you go follow some people on Instagram, the holistic psychologist, she says it, trauma, like, deeply affects relationships, and there's no way it can't. It affects every relationship that you have, whether it's with a parent, whether it's with a sibling, a child, a spouse, anything. And I think that's definitely what happened here. And I just want to, for myself, continue to grow and heal, and definitely don't want to claim innocence in this, because I will definitely admit my flaws when I can. So that's what's been going on with me. The second reason why I wanted to have a little short episode today is to let you guys know that I am going to be starting next Tuesday, November 8th. I am providing an online support and community for people that have lost loved ones, and we are going into the holiday season. And whether you maybe have lost a loved one recently or it's been years, I personally know how hard it is. It can feel very lonely, especially if it's the first year. It can feel like, what do I even do? How am I even going to manage this? How am I even going to act? I much rather just crawl under a blanket and not come out for the holidays. So I want to offer an online community and support and have these group sessions for people that really need that extra support this time of year. So some of the details, it's going to be basically for 8 weeks, every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central. And it's going to be about an hour long, and we're going to have different topics and different themes, you know, like how we can manage holidays without loved ones, and how we can create memories with loved ones that are still here, how to battle feeling lonely, and more importantly, like sharing stories of our loved ones that are no longer here, sharing our feelings. Like, a lot of us have a lot of feelings that maybe ones close to us might not understand, you know, like anger. Like, I'm angry my mom's not here to spend time with me, you know, wondering if that is an okay feeling to have, if that's an okay emotion. I just really want to provide a safe space for people to have that and to not feel alone. And I'm going to tell you guys, I will 100% admit it. These past 2 weeks, I have felt more alone ever. Because I'm losing my best friend. And that is something that I'm having to navigate. So I want to help other people right now, because when there is a time and you are in like a time of pain, I know it is true that the best way to help your pain is to serve others. And so that's really what I want to do, because this is a part that I have navigated with, you know, losing loved ones and going through holidays without them. So that's what I want to do. And you guys can click the link in the show notes, and all that information will be here. Spots are going to be limited because it's going to be online. Like I said, it's going to be roughly an hour. You guys can come and bring your wine. I think we're going to try to do something around Thanksgiving, like a Friendsgiving, but clearly something online. I just kind of have to hash that out. But if you would like to be part of that, please definitely click on that link to get more details and join us. And if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. You can always do that at thebrightsideoflifepodcast.com, or you guys can go to any of my socials and follow me. When I post my website in the show notes, if you scroll to the bottom, all of my socials are right there. I really think that's it, guys. I know it's only a 10-minute episode. I promise you, I will be back. I'm not going anywhere. I miss having episodes. I miss having guests. I am just literally in survival mode at this point. So I appreciate you guys being patient. And I appreciate people, you know, so many people have reached out to me telling me, you know, asking me if I'm okay and stuff like that. So that has been deeply appreciated, and I will see you guys next time. Like I said, it's a little bit crazy. I want to guarantee an episode next week. I just don't know how my life is going at this time. But I hope you guys had a wonderful, wonderful Halloween. I hope you guys ate all the candy ever imaginable, and I will talk to you guys soon. All right, bye-bye.